What's up, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What up, what up? It's Charles or Chuck.
What's good, everyone? You got Matt or Has bringing it in this week because, hey, no Marcus. But, hey, I'll be seeing him this weekend, actually. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I'll be seeing Marcus over the weekend. So I'm very excited about that. Nice. Sad he's not here today, but I'm excited to see him and the fam. Am I the first one to meet Psalm? Have you guys met his baby yet?
You will be the first one.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. Uncle Has coming through. Let's go. I'm excited. It's going to be great. Anyway, what's going on, guys? Good to see y'all. I think all of us had a little bit of Ultimate going on this weekend, so you want to talk to us about it, Chuck?
Yeah, I went to a local last weekend, one of our monthlies, so one of our bigger tournaments. Fun. I had a good time. I actually entered, so that was fun. Went like 2-2 or something like that. So got a good amount of games in, like 4 tournament matches. So I had a good time. Hawaii's not playing the unified rule set. So that was like the first thing. Hell. I was like, oh,
we just talked, give them the episode, Charles. They got to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was at the local and being like, did you know that PS2 is actually 187 units?
actually, you
didn't
get invited to the bar after, did you?
Yeah, I mean, I actually left. I right when I got eliminated, I was like, perfect. Now I can go home and play Yu-Gi-Oh. So that's what I did.
Oh, no.
I mean, overall, it was a good time, though. I got to see a lot of Smash 4 homies that came out. So that was really cool. I was like, oh, wow, I'm surprised that this many people I know from the Smash 4 era are here. So that was always a good catching up and stuff like that. So, yeah, I had a good time. What about you, Has?
I actually went to a New England regional in my used to be local venue. It still is my local venue. I just don't go anymore, you know, or very infrequently. The thing is that the TOs, they always ask me to come through and like commentate if I want to play, which is awesome. It's just, I just have busy weekends. It's just really, really hard for me to get there. But I always, and I tweeted this, but I always appreciate them including me because it makes me feel connected to the local scene still, which is very important because that venue and the New England Smash universe is where I grew up playing Smash and where I learned a lot about myself as a person and a competitor and a caster and where I really, you know, cut my teeth on a lot of those things. So I'm always happy to be included in those. And it's cool to see there's still some old heads there, which is great. Some of the people I used to play Smash 4 with all the time. There's a lot of new kids on the block too. And I said this on casting, I'm excited to see, these are the grinders, like going to regionals, trying to top 8, trying to top 4, like, I don't know, there's something, since I mostly go to and cast majors now, there's something different about going to a regional that I think is such an important part of the culture of Smash. Like, these players really, really want it. They're there because they want to be there. It's not like, oh, it's a major, I have to go because it's a major and whatever, like, for whatever reason. But yeah, it was cool. It's very, very different vibes. And so I'm just happy to be included and I was happy I went. And it was just, yeah, a good way to spend a Saturday night. What about you, Gav? What's going on at Ultimate? You've been streaming a lot. I know that.
Yeah, I'm trying to stream a bit more. I was doing well and then I stopped for a few days and consistency is really key. I feel like if you take like breaks, even if it's like just a couple days, it really messes with your whole mojo, to be honest. Yeah, I've been streaming. I watched some of the top 8 of Cost, which was fun. Been practicing a little bit. CEO's coming up. I actually won't be attending that, but maybe I'll be watching that, paying attention to that, maybe talking with Aaron, helping him prepare for the tournament. But yeah, I'm chilling. Tiny, I just spent like thousands and thousands of dollars on my cat, so it's been hard to do anything else. She has diabetes and we were just really worried about her, and we're starting her whole new regimen with insulin and checking her blood sugar. And B has been really helpful. B also was just, she's so like observant of Tiny's behavior that we caught the diabetes like very early. She was practically pre-diabetic in the first place is how early we caught it. So yeah, I mean, that cat's like my favorite thing on the planet, so I care a lot about her. It was like, you know, 5-6 grand, which is insane, but I would do it again if I had to, I guess. But yeah,
I guess.
She's doing all right.
It's good. I'm glad she's on the mend. I know that was a couple scary days, and we were texting about it. I was like, dude, it's the when it's pet things, it's the worst because obviously it's expensive and like they get you with that. But then it's like it's the emotional and like the financial burden on top of it because it's like I'm obviously going to do whatever it fucking takes at this point. Yes. You fix this problem. It doesn't matter, and then you're not sleeping. It's a whole thing. So I'm glad you guys are back half of that instead of, you know, in the initial phases of dealing with it.
B will be up in the morning to check on her, like, because we kind of have 24-hour eyes on her because we don't want her to take too much insulin, or we want to make sure she's eating and like she's on a new diet, and we want to make sure she's using the bathroom properly because she's also been like going on the floor sometimes. So I'll be keeping an eye on her at like 3 a.m. while B's up at like, you know, 10 a.m. or something. You know what I mean?
You guys are taking shifts.
Yeah.
Tiny's like a convict. Like, you have to have 24-hour supervision and surveillance on her.
Yeah.
At all times. You never know what
she's going to do. I feel bad. I don't want to neglect the other two cats, but I don't know. I think we care a lot about them, and B does an incredible job. So, it's been a lot, though. I haven't really been thinking about much else.
Yeah, it sounds really stressful. Yeah.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot. Don't know how to transition away from this smoothly, but if you guys like our Patreon, shit, what do we do? I was like, we forgot to do the Patreon.
That's why we're supposed to bring it up first.
You're right, Charles. It's my fault. Patreon this week, we're going to be talking about everyone's favorite topic. Feels so wrong now. You know what I mean? It feels off. On the podcast, we're going to be talking about Bayonetta. Lima, the way I was thinking about it, speaking of great regionals and great tournaments over the weekend, Lima, the way I put it, or the way I was thinking about it, is Lima finally had the run that we've all kind of been waiting for. And we really want to break it down and go into depth about the entire run, the tournament, and not just Lima's results, but just the bracket in general. So you guys want to stick around for that? We're going to talk about that. Tweak Talks Patreon. Go ahead and sub. Thanks for subbing, by the way. Patreon, as Gavin always says, is doing awesome. So... Yeah,
it keeps the lights on in here. It keeps us motivated to keep doing what we want to do, which is obviously this podcast, more Smash content, stuff like that. So it really helps a ton. And I mean, we've been doing it for so long. It keeps us motivated to keep going on forward with it too, right? So because we're all getting busier and busier, but it is nice to be able to be like, oh, okay, well, we are getting financial support, so the demand is there, right? So I think that's also amazing. So yeah, make sure
that
to
being
check
said,
out the
Patreon. I did put some effort into creating some games for us to play this week that are centered around Smash. I don't know. I was just thinking of content that I like, and I was like, dude, we should do more like kind of just fun, stupid things. I don't know. Like
Panda Global?
Similar, yeah. I'd say it's kind of
the Panda content.
I
thought Panda content was amazing. I'm not throwing any shots whatsoever. Yeah, I'll give it up for Panda. I thought their content was amazing.
I was great at that name the sound effect game. Oh, undefeated, bro. I was so good. I was so clean at all those games.
I sucked at so much of the Panda games. I remember doing some of them at events. God, I would get smoked.
Bro, that's because you didn't play what's the new subspace? You didn't play
World of Light.
You didn't play World of Light. You know, you got to clear that twice, and you know all those answers, bro. Then
I'm
you're
good
in
on
there.
That. I'm good
that's
on that.
That's how I did it. Gavin and I, I'll admit it, I don't care. You can edit this out if you want. We used to watch it together. We used to be like, yo, new Panda video. We did this one. We'd fucking
new Panda
watch,
video
bro.
Just dropped.
We'd be like, oh, Vicky's in this one. She's going to miss all the easy ones. Jeez.
Who gets more correct answers?
Oh, yeah, obviously. We were gone.
You guys are
like,
doing
dude.
Side bets right when
bro.
They start.
We get all into bet. It and shit. So I was thinking, right, I want to do some fun stuff like that because I think I've said this before, it's been a while, but I've always loved podcasts, I've always loved Smash, and I've always wanted to do both. And I'm like, well, that's cool that I'm doing that now. Why don't I do something with it, you know, and kind of put some effort into this thing and try to make some fun content for all of us. So that's what I've been up to. I have two games for us to play today, or two pieces of content, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. Before we get into that, I had a thought, Gavin. I'm actually dying to know. I was going to text you it, but I was like, I want to save it for the show. So I've been thinking a lot about Marvel versus Capcom lately, which we talked about a little bit last episode. Right. And just watching VODs and just not just VODs, but like, why is Marvel versus Capcom so great? What's going to happen in the future? Will there be a Marvel 4? And I was like, do you think there's a chance we get Marvel superheroes in Smash? That's like where I ended up in my brain. I was like, why would they announce it? Well, stick with me, because I think you would have said, absolutely not. We're going to get every character back, plus DLC, including Sephiroth and Steve from Minecraft. Absolutely 0% chance before Ultimate. But now I'm like, they need to do something different and kind of crazy from Ultimate, right? Unless they're doing like the port type situation. So I'm like, there is one area they can go in. And to me, it's like Marvel or like that kind of nerdy area. Not like, well, I guess anime is like kind of close, but
Marvel. The only barriers there are to break are like Marvel superheroes, anime. Media. I feel like those are the two barriers they haven't broken yet.
And Marvel and like DC and all them have been so intertwined with video games for so long. You know what I mean? Like they kind of go hand in hand. So I don't think it's, I don't know, dude. I've just been thinking about Marvel versus Capcom a lot. I'm like, it's so interesting they announced it at the Nintendo Direct, which could obviously be a ton of different, for a ton of different reasons, of course. But I don't know. I don't know. I've been thinking about that.
So when I was streaming, watching Cost, a lot of the conversation while we were watching was about the next Smash game. We're just at that point where it just seems like if you get a bunch of Smash fans together, they're gonna talk about the next game right now, or like what it's gonna be like, what characters will it have. It just, I don't know if it's, maybe it's just my fault because it's what I talk about so much, but basically every stream I have, it becomes a topic in some way. And someone asked, because I was talking about Smash's identity and what that means and what types of characters will break that in a bad way. And we talked about how Steve was kind of pushing it, but it's fine. Like it's not, Smash hasn't lost its identity because of Steve or anything. But then I mentioned like characters that, in my opinion, and I'm pretty like, I can't be swayed in another direction. I just think it's pretty objective. If you added something like Fortnite or Overwatch or League of Legends or Valorant to Smash, the game's identity would be broken immediately. And I also was getting asked about...
Why is that, though? Why do you feel that
way? Oh, yeah. I see, like, they're connected, but...
Is it esports? Is it, like, the esports video games that would break the identity? What's the correlation between
these,
Fortnite?
Like, live service games that don't really have, like, much, like, soul or charm or, like, real, like, history behind them, and like a like they started out with this, like what they're doing now was like what it was when it was released, if that made sense, like live service, like.
So to you, is Smash more of like legacy video game character?
These games are more
collabs?
Esports than video games.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thanks for clearing that up.
Like, it's, what are we actually celebrating if this character gets put in the game? Like it's not like, I don't know. I don't even know how to necessarily explain it. It's much easier to explain something like an anime character, right? Because it's not from a fucking video game. Like, that's easy to explain to someone why it doesn't fit in Smash.
So a Marvel character to your criteria wouldn't break your...
No, it would.
I was going to say, you haven't said Marvel yet, but why?
But I feel like
someone basically asked,
iconic to gaming.
So someone basically asked, like, would Spider-Man break Smash's identity if Spider-Man was in Smash? That's one people talk about a little bit in that realm of things for Smash.
I'd be down for Spider-Man.
And I said it would break the identity. Like,
really? But what if they bring him, like, from Marvel, though? Like, from MVC? Like,
regardless of what anyone says, Spider-Man being in Smash opens a pretty strange door that probably should be left closed forever. In my opinion.
Let me ask you this, Gavin. So if Disney didn't take over Spider-Man and like, let's say Spider-Man had no movies, zero movies, even the Tobey Maguire movies, okay? And it was just, Spider-Man was just comics plus video games, would he then fit the Smash mold for you? Or I'm asking, is it the movies, is it the media part that makes it not fit for you? Because Spider-Man is pretty much comic/video game before the movie, right?
It was that slash is a bit forced, though. It's comic space video games much later. So This is like
that's because they didn't exist though.
So you want it originated from a video game?
Bro, they should put Over the Hedge in that one animated movie in Smash because it had a GameCube game when I was a kid. It's like
throw them on there.
They're not.
Well, no, that doesn't. But that doesn't. Your sole argument. The comic book
and video game thing isn't adjacent. Like the video games exist because of the comics' success.
Right. You want it. You want it to be this character originates from a video game. Is that your standing point or your
that's
argument?
That's not even what I want. That's just what Smash.
What it? Yeah.
Well, we're asking what like what is your criteria in your head that would not break the mold? Is like what I'm trying to pick apart from your brain right now.
Like to me. There's even characters that are originally from video games that still are pushing it to be in Smash or are opening doors that probably shouldn't be open. And that's indie games. Because there's some indie games that transcend themselves and get really freaking big.
Like, so you think Shovel Knight in Smash would be...
As a playable character, I think that opens a door that shouldn't be opened, yeah.
Oh, dang. So you need
Smash. Shovel Knight
is Cloud. You need to be originally from a video game, but not originally from a video game, but that represents too much esports. So I'm just trying to put all the different lines in the sand.
Do you want Fortnite, Overwatch, and Valorant and Smash?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
I'm
here for Iron Man, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Agree,
okay?
I agree with you, but I think it could help the game, if that makes sense. Like, there's these dark arts that are...
Help competitive?
No. I think it just could help the game grow. Like I don't want Steve and Sora in the game, but them being added to the game helped the game a lot, especially Steve.
Those characters weren't added to the game to make the game bigger. Those characters were added to the game because the game is big enough already.
But it did help the game. I do feel like it helped Nintendo make money. Like in a business perspective, I think it helped. The business side, it helped Smash.
But it wasn't like a missing piece. It was an addition to the success.
Yes. And I think it made it more successful.
I don't think Nintendo needs help from these games.
Nintendo could just not make another Smash and not make money. They don't need the money. I'm just saying they want to keep building the legacy of Smash, right?
Those games are trash, bro.
Was it Minecraft an indie game?
It was. That's actually the weird part about it. But by the time it's in Smash, it's like a Microsoft. Yeah. Like,
so you think Steve was a bad addition to Smash?
No.
Because I think Steve was a good addition to Smash.
No, Steve was perfectly fine. Like,
okay.
It's
so we agree. We agree.
It's a little weird in the sense of this wasn't originally an indie game, like Microsoft, like, but it just grew outside of itself so much. Like, it's on the Switch. It didn't sell as well as other versions.
What is the goal then? Like, what would you say? Like, a character gets added to Smash. What is like the topics? Like the thesis statement? This character can get in Smash because what is the secret ingredient, Gavin?
Okay, so basically, before I answer that, I wanted to say, what was I saying? Oh my gosh!
Ask what the X factor. What was the X factor for like a new character gets into Smash and here's the reason why, okay. Or like the key reason why.
First off. Smash is really well polished and it's an amazing game, but it's not the only like big collaboration celebration of whatever game or whatever. Like Fortnite exists as well, like stuff like that. But Smash is just it always sounds ridiculous to ask for something like anime or comic book or blah blah blah. But Smash has just set such a high standard for itself with the game design and with the characters they've added. That it makes sense that people want it. But I think these people want these characters in the game because it is the closest thing that makes sense. Not that it actually does make sense. Because it's just like they're one of their favorite things or their favorite thing. And they want one of their other favorite things to be in Smash. But unfortunately, yes. You should just want those things to be in Fortnite or something. Because it shouldn't be in Smash.
I'm not going to play Fortnite, though. I'll play Smash.
What's the core reason a character or you think Nintendo puts characters into Smash 4? What's the core reason?
Smash 4?
No, what is the core reason you think Nintendo brings characters, additional characters into Smash?
I think
Smash?
That was a good question, though, because I do think it was different between Smash 4 and Ultimate. I do think there was a different vibe.
We can start off Nintendo video games. Right.
So like a celebration of, like, what do you think Smash is to Nintendo? Like, I feel like it's a celebration of Nintendo plus gaming. That's what I think Smash is.
There's just a certain vibe or feel for most of the characters, if not all of them, that get added to Smash. It's a celebration of gaming, obviously, but a lot of the time it's especially single player. And things that have made large impacts on the genre or have like even like created genres. Okay. I just...
Marvel versus Capcom 2. Tag Fighter. Yeah, come on.
There's certain things that tell me that those characters aren't going to be in the... Like, I don't even know if Phoenix Wright will be in the game because he was in Marvel versus Capcom.
Is there Zero Cross? No, Mega Man's in both.
Yeah, yeah. Mega Man is in
And Ryu Marvel. And Ken.
But it's not the same Mega Man, I don't think.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's original, and then X was added into Infinity.
I just... That one...
And Zero's an assist trophy.
Yeah, there's already Marvel vs. Capcom characters in Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Has his corner
Ken
in right now.
Ken, Ryu, and Mega Man.
His corner in you.
I got it. There's just a certain thing, like...
Finish him.
Like, I was even talking about this within the IPs that are in Smash already. Like, boxes have to be filled, I think, that are, like, impactful enough. Like, for example, as well as certain franchises are doing in some ways, like, Metroids, like it's never been, like, a hardware seller for Nintendo. It doesn't even sell impressive amounts of software. It does, like, Dread, like... Like, if you look at Prime, as good as the reviews are, look at Prime for the Switch. I don't even know if it sold... it definitely didn't even sell 3 million copies. It was a shadow drop after a Direct. That makes it weird. But, you know, Dread actually did, like, I think maybe more than three. But we're not going to expect a Metroid character in Smash. Because I think the proper boxes have been filled for that game's universe. The most iconic villain is huge. We have more Metroid in Smash than we probably should.
Yeah. Like, well, Dark
Samus is like just a bonus. Zero Suit Samus is like nice, and then Samus and Ridley are really important. And like you can even go farther with this for like Zelda. Is there a Zelda character that could be added to Smash despite how freaking huge it is? That would fill enough boxes. Is there even a character that is recurring enough in the series?
Yes. Tingle.
The funny thing is, that makes more sense than a lot of the characters that were in one game.
He's in a ton of games. He is. So, Impa, I've said Impa before too.
I just don't know about like there's just boxes that aren't filled with characters like Overwatch and Valorant, especially because like I don't like.
How about this? You can have
Paper Mario. Like artificial characters. Like these characters that would be added to Smash would feel like AI generated 3D printed types of vibes.
Do you keep saying Valorant when what you mean is Marvel and you don't want to hurt my feelings?
Marvel is completely different.
Yes, I agree with that.
Like, Marvel's a little bit more, I feel.
But
it's important to video games too.
But in a way, it's even more far fetched and hard to describe why it shouldn't be in.
I also think that's valid, but I disagree. I think there's an argument for it, especially because the one thing I think of that is the word that's associated with Marvel 2 and Marvel 3 specifically is soul. Like, it is just
pure, it's a lot more like
man, like there is...
It's a lot more of a healthy, charming, like impactful to planet Earth type of thing than these like... These games feel like placeholders, like placeholder online services that like could easily be replaced by other things. Like, I don't know.
League's been around. I will say League has
been
around.
The comments are going to really take apart my words, but like, I'm just saying stuff like this on the spot. Like, clearly there's a lot of negative feelings I have towards this type of thing being added to Smash, but like, if you know, you know. That's all.
Well, I think for you,
it's like that lifestyle.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know what should be added to Smash and you know it's not.
I think live service multiplayer games is something that you don't want to see in Smash. Whether it's esports or not esports, I think that's one of the check marks you don't want to see marked.
Don't bring anything to the table. The characters barely bring anything to the games they're in. Overwatch would still be Overwatch without Tracer.
Right, because it's just a multiplayer, right? It's like, okay, yes. There's other characters that can go invisible and assassinate backline or whatever.
It would ruin that song, though.
These roles can be filled in these games.
Like, so I want to ask you this. So for Spider-Man specifically, is the only check mark not being checked is that he's not originally from a video game, but like hits all the other check marks for you?
It's the big one that everyone's aware of. But it's also
right. But is there anything else though?
It's also like a vibe and a lifestyle. Like it's just not that character could easily be in Fortnite.
I totally get.
Spider-Man probably is in Fortnite.
Yeah, I think maybe
he probably but yeah.
The thing with it is, I would say that personally, I think they fit the lifestyle just because I think
it's close in its way, in its own way.
It's definitely better. We agree on that for sure than Valorant, etc. But the thing is I think so many people learned and really grew an appreciation for the X-Men and for Marvel through Marvel versus Capcom, at least in my age demographic, right? Like, and through anyone who really liked Marvel 3. Would you really care who Cable was, you know, until recently in the new X-Men cartoon, etc.? Like, I don't know, man. I was just been thinking about it because I thought it was crazy interesting that because they could have announced that because it's coming out on Steam and it's coming out on PlayStation. They could have announced it with any of them, but they chose Nintendo. So that's all I'm saying. And I'm hoping.
Let's say Tracer or like some character, like let's just go with Tracer because the easiest one for me, because we're already talking about it. Tracer gets added to Smash. What are we celebrating? Like what did Tracer add to Smash that didn't exist?
Well, we're celebrating
because for a character like that, it has to give off that kind of fucking feel. Right. This is not a character. This is not a Nintendo IP thing that you can just throw on there.
I see what you're saying.
You're
because realistically, Overwatch was Blizzard's attempt to remake Fortress 2 or whatever that game was, right? Like the team based game. Yeah, Team Fortress. Yeah. So. I get what you're saying, because even League of Legends is a carbon copy. It's a MOBA, right? That's a carbon copy of the genre, and they were successful and the esports popped up. But like, what did League of Legends or what did Overwatch do for gaming culture, not necessarily the esports area, right? Which are what these games are generally designed for.
So on the topic of a Blizzard IP, you're talking to two WoW heads. Like, we wouldn't want Overwatch in any way. What about like a WoW villain or something? Like,
I think a WoW character.
Because I mean that is culturally so important.
It's much better than Overwatch, that's for sure.
Is it better than Marvel? I like that they're close.
Good,
actually,
this is good.
The thing is, if Marvel got added to Smash, it would be heavily celebrated, despite how bizarre and borderline wrong it is. It would be heavily celebrated. It's filling a box. It's filling a box for Smash. It's just filling a box that we didn't know was even necessary.
But what is more Smash to you, Gavin? Is it the Marvel? Is it Spider-Man? Or is it Arthas from World of Warcraft? Like, which one is it?
I prefer
Illidan, but yeah.
I think that's difficult to answer, truly.
Let's just get them both in. That's fine. Sounds good to me. True. Gavin, you can have Paper Mario in. I'll get Iron Man. Dude, Iron Man pops the Smash ball and he goes, target acquired, photon cannon, just blows up the whole skin. Dude, I'll lose it. Anyway.
I think according to Gavin's like checklist or just the boxes he was saying, the World of Warcraft character would fit more. Because World of Warcraft, to me, I would say that it's more iconic to gaming and completely changed. Like World of Warcraft set the golden standard for MMOs.
Revolutionized/created a genre much like Smash.
You bringing that type of sentence to a character is so fucking good for a character to be like. It doesn't for any type of game. If a character gets added to Smash and you can say that for the character that's new to Smash, that's great. Like, what are we gonna fucking say? Here's Tracer. By the way, Blizzard fucking sucks.
Right, or like Overwatch 2 flopped, like all this stuff. And WoW was
added. Gavin really hates Tracer.
Tracer,
huh?
Yeah. Tracer hater. Dude, I can't wait to watch your stream if she gets in. Your live react in 2025 if Tracer
like,
gets in.
It feels weird to say it, but I was getting called this in my Twitch chat, but it's like I'm a Smash conservative. I don't want things to get too crazy or like go
all
like
Smash MAGA hat on. Hold
on. Going like the Fortnite tradition. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's just hard to explain why I fucking feel that way, because it kind of reminds me of like it, for the people that really want like these, like Goku, Spider-Man.
They are not the same category.
That's crazy. Wait,
they would not be.
Goku's not the same category. Like these multiplayer online games that are huge to be in Smash.
It's Tracer. Like,
it's like
Winston.
It's like how do I explain it? It's when I was a kid, we weren't asking for those things in Smash.
You gotta say back in my day.
The standards
we definitely fucking were.
The standards weren't even set yet, though. Like
the crazy reach
for when I was a kid, I was excited for fucking Wario, and at this point you expect shit like that no matter what. But that's what I fucking want anyways. Like,
but when we played Smash, like Brawl, probably the number one most modded skin in any Smash game for Brawl, the number one skin, maybe number one, number two, were who? Who would you say?
There's a lot that are closely tied in this
time. Cloud, for fucking sure. Like, absolutely was way up there. Like, everybody wanted Cloud in Smash. Oh, it'll never happen. Like, Square's too stingy with their eyes. It'll never happen. It'll never happen in a million years. That'd be cool, though. Like, that'd be crazy, but it'll never happen.
Are you telling me, though? Like, I don't know if it's just because it's after the fact with Cloud that he's in Smash. But Cloud feels so Nintendo adjacent.
Mm. Like, not at that time.
As Nintendo adjacent as you can be for something that isn't on Nintendo at all.
Dude, so the betrayal was every Final Fantasy was on Super Nintendo, regular Nintendo, until the PlayStation.
Yes.
Until Smash, and then it was FF7. So it was not just like, you know, I know you know this, but just as the background for everyone. It's not even just like, oh, Cloud wasn't on Nintendo. It's like, specifically, that was the first one where they jumped ship. Like, and they fucked
because
it.
Because Nintendo didn't want to switch over to discs, and they wanted to stay with cartridges, yes.
Right.
So that was the big conflict.
Yes, and so at that time, like, now there's obviously FF7 on the Switch, FF8. Like, you can get all these. That was never, like, it was almost like Final Fantasy will never be on the Nintendo again. Like, I remember when it was a big deal when, like, Dawn of Souls came out, and you could play Final Fantasy 1 and 2 on the Game Boy Advance. That was crazy. It was like, wow, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe they're working together again. This is unreal. So, like, and then that's where, like, this kind of, like, ripple effect of, like, wait, if they're kind of working together again, maybe we can get, like, sarcastically, maybe we could get Cloud and Smash, right? No, no way. Ryu was, like, in the same category because Sakurai said, we'll never do that. And then here we are. I think there are rules. Like, I agree with you. Maybe not rules.
I'm not even trying
it's
to
like It's like rule. A feel. It's like a feel, I would say.
I think it's pretty dumb for the fans of the game to set up rules. You know, because I don't think that's how Sakurai doesn't sit in a meeting and is like, oh, sorry, we can't add that character. There's like a rule we set 20 years ago that is like, no, it's not like that. Like,
he's a liar, bro. He used to say stuff like that. We'll never have a fighting game character in Smash. Yeah, like, well, now there's fucking
he'll,
five.
He'll add them. Whatever he thinks is right, but I still think there's weird doors to open because like, there's even another character like the knight from Hollow Knight. Like that game has really transcended itself, you know what I mean, despite being an indie game and all this stuff. Like if there was one to add at this very moment, especially with Silksong, maybe if it actually comes out like around the Switch 2, blah blah blah, like if it's probably going to be on the Switch 2, like, but even then it's like, what a strange door to open. Like,
well,
Steve,
I mean,
kind of like
is in Smash, put his hand that in was the an door. Indie game.
Huh?
I mean, Undertale stuff is in Smash, and that started off as an indie game.
Assist Trophy is as far as indie gets, usually. Like, Shovel Knights and Assist Trophy.
Skins, yeah.
I think some people actually forgot about that. Shovel Knights and Assist Trophy. They made Shovel Knight playable in Rivals, which was really awesome. But right now, with the timing of things, because Steve is playable, and, like, obviously, it's the biggest game ever, and Shovel Knight missed his opportunity. I would think it would be, like, the Knight, and then Sans is obviously, like, a Mii costume, but like do we really want to open that door? Like, basically, let's say we get like five of this caliber of character in the next Smash.
What is this caliber?
Like
crazy, like indie
League of Legends, Overwatch, Fortnite, Undertale.
Like if Smash went full sellout mode, like they're like, okay, what characters can
Dragon
we
Ball,
add to like
Marvel,
whatever?
Like, imagine we get one of all of those characters. Are you seriously not going to be like questioning what Smash even is?
I would feel like I do that right now when I'm playing it, but
Is Mr. Game of Watch still in the game? I'd be thinking that anyway.
I'd be fighting Steven Kazi and be like, do I even know what this game is?
I meant like as a casual fan.
Okay, okay.
Since you were a child.
I don't know.
Would you not be like negatively questioning the game's identity?
Can I be honest? I don't. It's been so long since I've even talked to casual fans or been one myself. I don't know. I don't know what the casual Smash fan thinks or feels about this. I would assume they just want the craziest shit possible on the screen. Like, that would be my assumption. Like, what's the crazy? Like here's Luffy, right? Like, oh, whoa, that's crazy. I'll play as him for 2 weeks and I'll forget about the game. Mate, is that right? I don't know.
Let's say there's someone that you ask them, what is your number one character request for the next Smash? And they say Spider-Man. To me, that's giving off the vibe of Smash is not that important to you.
My fault.
They're a big gamer, whether it's online competitive or they just like video games. If Spider-Man is their most requested character in Smash, I just don't think they care about playing. Like, they're not playing Smash every day.
Ooh, the thing about Spider-Man, he's got good games now, though, bro. He's got really good games and has had a couple for a long time.
Like, single player.
There's no way this person.
I see what you're saying, though.
Booting up Smash multiple times a week to play Elite Smash, and their number one requested character is Spider-Man. There's no way.
Right, because it's like you're a Spider-Man fan.
It's such a general character to request, and it's so outlandish and not.
I think I got you. I think this is a factor for you. Like, do you become a fan of the thing first and then play the video games after? Like, so if you're a fan of Castlevania, oh, well, you played Castlevania. It's like, yeah, I also watched the show or whatever. Like, that also exists, right? Like, I think that's your thing. Like, the video game needs to be the primary initiate, like the fire starter, if you will.
In that example, I think what Gavin's saying is that person's probably more of a fan of Spider-Man than Smash.
They just want a crazy crossover. Like, they're not like putting the equation.
This is not the Spider-Man game I was thinking of, but
they're not They're not putting the equation together for like why it's impactful, like how it works with the rest of the cast, they're not out here like making fucking movesets and shit. Like, back in my day, bro.
There we go. The back in my day.
Here he goes.
Yeah.
I had to do that.
Ultimate, it almost felt like their goal was, and this might be wrong, but it felt like, okay, one for you guys and one for us. So when they did Banjo, here's one for the fans that obviously won't make a big splash on the internet.
Been here for a while type of thing.
One for the East, one for the West, right? Banjo and Hero, right?
Or one for you guys and then one for wouldn't it be crazy if this character was standing next to Sonic and
just
Mario?
Wouldn't this be crazy if
Steve, whatever. Sephiroth, I'd say,
someone who's never
played
a video game would acknowledge the crossover.
Yes, exactly. That's a good
way
to put it.
I don't want Smash to just be acknowledge this crossover and that's it. I don't think it will be. It's gonna break the internet. Like, these people aren't gonna fucking play.
I agree with you. And I also agree with the sentiment of your mentality, Gavin, of Nintendo, could they sell out to sell the most copies of this game? Yes. Do they need to do that or want to do that?
Really,
probably,
that's not really their probably priority,
not.
Though.
Yeah,
I
yeah, probably
exactly.
not.
Agree. I think I we all agree on
sell,
that. Yeah.
Sell more or less. I don't think so
either, really. Well, maybe,
bro,
though.
You know how much Smash Ultimate fucking sold.
Yeah. I do
well,
wonder,
right,
though.
But you widen the audience with more characters you bring in, right? I'm not Super Mario or anything like that. I have no idea how selling games work, but
I don't think putting Fortnite or League of Legends or
would sell more copies of Smash.
I don't think it would sell more hardware.
Oh, which is what they want.
Smash is a hardware seller.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I think that's a good point, because if you get something that's not on Nintendo at all, that's an entirely new demographic that you're targeting.
That's my brain, right? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's interesting. If you get someone that kind of
played Smash here and there. Oh my goodness, Ari from League of Legends is in the game. I'll go buy a Switch and play it because I'm a PC gamer and I don't even have a Switch. That's my mentality, but I don't. Nintendo's so successful, I think they would prioritize the identity. I would say all the casual League fans are like that. No.
There's tons of casual.
There's a lot of people that just play ARAM and stuff like that. It is way more what the demographic you're talking about is more in like China or Korea. A lot of the gamers there when they play League are more hardcore. To my knowledge, it's way more casual in America. But I think Nintendo would prioritize the identity of the game, especially if Sakurai is still around and has a hand in it, over selling X, Y, or Z. Or I don't even know if it would or not, but I think we all agree that Nintendo prioritizes the identity of the game and what it stands for and all that other stuff, right? I think that's a very common thing for Nintendo.
It just sounds so wrong. Like,
I agree with you. So do you think Master Chief sounds wrong? Like, do you think Master Chief hits all the checkboxes?
No, I think it hits enough checkboxes.
Oh, enough? What doesn't it hit? I would love Master Chief in Smash. I think he's extremely iconic to the FPS.
No, yeah, I think he would belong in Smash, but I don't know if it's gonna happen. I don't know if the window has came and went, but I think it's definitely one that you could expect to see. Especially.
Do you think it would break
the internet like one of those far-reaching characters people want, without actually being far-reaching. Like, it's still within the mold of. I don't know, bro. If you're playing League of Legends because of like a character and that's like your favorite like fictional character or something, bro, you have to do better. You like there are such better things out there.
These call outs, bro.
I don't know. This is crazy.
Like, why do you want this shit in Smash? There's so much good shit in the world.
Gavin, all three of us. We don't want
like Iron Man and Spider-Man. They should be in Smash. They're great. We all agree on that.
We just want Marvel vs. Capcom 4?
I also want that. I want everything. Give it all. Come on, man.
So, Gavin, do you feel like FPS as a genre shouldn't be represented in Smash? Because I feel like that's the one thing that's making you iffy about Master
Chief. They've tried to do that before. They've thought about it. Bro, they were thinking about doing fucking James Bond because of the fucking video game.
That'd be so raw, dude.
Imagine there is no FPS rep, right? There's no FPS rep in Smash?
I don't count Samus.
No, I don't count.
No, Samus. I don't think Snake or Samus are FPS. Like, you Snake could. Is something else.
No, I mean, I guess I just wanted to I wanted to pick your brain to see if.
No, I think Master Chief is fine. Like, think about this. Like, Master Chief, like, doesn't just represent Halo. Like, Master Chief is Master Chief. Like, there's more to the character. Like.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's an actual package of a lot of things within one character.
Yeah.
Like, along with, hey, look, Smash big crossover, Mario next to FPS character. Like, it does what Nintendo likes while having, like, life to it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay. Yeah.
I feel it. I just don't know what they're thinking, is all. Cool. Well,
I just. Nah,
dude, nah. All right. Before we transition to some of the shows, did I talk about my Nintendo experience at all? Like doing the two weekends in Seattle? I don't even know if I talked about it.
A little bit.
Maybe not.
Go off, Chuck. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to shout out Nintendo real quick. It was really fun. We did two weekends. I commentated with Jordan Kent and EE. And I got to do the teleprompter thing, which is hilarious. I know has made a tweet
Charles or posting. Whatever. Yep,
yeah,
yep.
The Charles posting stuff. So that was dope. I will say the commentating Nintendo events are the hardest events I've ever commentated because they want things said in a very specific way, like fighters. They don't want to hear characters. They don't want to hear like stuff like that. So the lingo that the, and it's not like, oh, if you say characters, you're cut off the broadcast or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, okay, technically they're called fighters. Technically they're called this. So it's kind of the only challenging part is like, even Randall being the cloud, that's not a thing. That's not official. You know, that's a Smash community thing. Shine is a Smash community. There's so many Smash community terms that I have to slowly be aware of. And if you've ever commentated, if you're trying to be aware of specific things, that's where it can be a little harder to just flow.
Wait, is it called Reflector?
Stuff. Reflector is the name, yes. So even me and EE and Jordan, we have our notes in front of us. We have all the like the actual canon names of all the specials and stuff like that. So I enjoy it though, because you
could
get
also
to
just say the input for all of them, right?
You could, yes, but yeah. It sounds way cooler if you say the name. But yeah, the one that tripped me up the most was trying to say fighter, because we say character diversity a lot in the Smash community, yeah. But we have to say like fighter diversity, which is not that much different. But
it's
overall though, it's a super fun experience, and doing like the teleprompter stuff, it's so cool because at Nintendo Live, I was like, okay, this is my first time doing this. I'm gonna be a little bit more basic and just do edge bars for people. Where people are just calling out double jumps, right? And I can explain the whole double jump call out off stage, yada yada, right? But this, especially the last time I went there, or like the second week in Seattle, I was explaining more of the cooler things, like the Rob down throw gyro set up by the ledge, how it knocks towards the way you're facing, and all that other stuff. So I got to explain much cooler things, and we even had some competitors like John Numbers and Ling Ling competing as well. So there was some familiar faces too. Yeah. So that was cool.
Nice, dude. Yeah, I love that too. It's cool that you would feel get to work those events and let a lot of good competitors go and stuff. So I was watching, honestly. I'd be watching, so it's a fun time. It's cool that Nintendo's involved and all that good stuff. All right.
It's time.
Are you too fired up, Gavin, or you want to do my game?
We can do the game.
So quick.
I just hope the comments don't hate me too much.
Oh, they're going to get you.
And realize a lot of it is just like flowing and saying stuff. Because I promise I would fight tooth and nail with articulate thoughts if it wasn't so on the spot. But yeah, just know I'm watching and judging.
Dang.
Anyway, Iron Man will be in Smash. All right. Anyway, so this game, we'll do the other one some other time. I asked one innocent question about Spider-Man and Smash, and here we are 45 minutes later. I got him. Get him every time. Hey, what are we going to talk about this week? Don't worry, I got it.
Don't worry, I got that Spider-Man question locked and loaded.
I truly have been thinking about it a lot, too. That's no troll. So this is actually a game that I lifted the mold from a podcast I've been listening to for a long time. It's my favorite podcast. It's called Oh Yeah Dude. If you're interested, check them out. They've been on for a really long time.
What an amazing name.
What they do, dude, they're like one of the oldest podcasts on the internet. They're like one of the first podcasts. Very, very cool. It's part of the reason why I've always wanted to do a podcast with those guys. So shout out to them. I'm also totally jacking their game. So definitely big shout out to them. But it's different. It's different. So they play a game where one of the hosts comes up with three words. And one is a racehorse's name. One is a strand of medical marijuana. And one is something he makes up in his head. And the other host needs to crack the code and figure out what they are. So what I did is I came up with a list. So I have six of these that we could do. So I could do like three to Charles or three to Gavin. We could just rotate. One of these things is a Smasher's a competitor's tag at Genesis 10. One is a professional athlete's nickname. And one is something I came up with from my own brain. So we can like do an example if you want to try going first, Gavin.
Sure.
All right, cool. So keep in mind, one's from my brain. One's a sports nickname, and one is a gamer tag from Genesis 10. Are you ready?
Like in-game tag or a player?
Yeah, like what they'd sign up. I use Start.gg. Yeah. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Big Cheese, Big Dog, and Big Dan. Which one's which? Dude. Big Cheese, Big Dog, and Big Dan.
A sports nickname. I just want to go for that one first.
Okay.
I'm going for what he came up with in his brain. That's what I'm striking at first.
Oh, you think you got me like that, Chuck?
Yeah, I think I got you like that.
I'm tricky.
Did you come up with Big Dog?
Okay, so you think I came up with Big Dog. What are your other two? I don't want to answer because I could give away.
I think Big Dan is a nickname for a sports, and then Big Cheese is a player in Genesis.
Okay, you got all three wrong. Big Cheese is the one I came up with in my mind's eye. The next one is Big Dog. That was Glenn Robinson, first overall round pick by the Milwaukee Bucks in 1994. And Big Dan was an Ultimate Kirby main from California who played at Genesis 10.
Dang, you
0
suck.
For 3. All right, your turn.
Chuck. When you said all three, I was like, oh, I got all three right.
All three turbo wrong. All right, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
The cannibal, the proletariat, and the heretic.
You be spamming the same word for the openings, bro.
Good luck.
The cannibal, the proletariat, and the heretic. It's funny because I did this 2 weeks ago and I forget the answers. Like, I don't even know what they are.
So the cannibal.
Hmm?
What's the second one?
The heretic and the proletariat.
What the fuck? I'm gonna say the Cannibal is a sports nickname.
Okay.
The Heretic is in your brain, and then the really whack one is a tag.
Dude, he got it 3 for 3. Heretic, I thought of Final Fantasy Tactics, which is what they call Ramza at a certain point. The Cannibal is that's old Ilnar Joldan from Norway. He's a biathlete.
Yeah, the Norway guy. Yeah, I knew about that.
And then Proletariat, I believe, is there at Genesis 10. All right, Gavin, you're up. Ready?
Yeah.
3 tags. Steve from The Rich, Vince from The Mints, and Zeke from Cabin Creek.
These are funny, dude.
I had fun doing this.
You're going to have to do that for me again.
Steve from The Rich, Vince from The Mints, and Zeke from Cabin Creek. One's Mind's Eye, from My Mind's Eye. One is a sports nickname for a professional athlete. And the last one is a gamer tag from Genesis 10.
I think the Zeke is sports.
Okay.
I think I'll just keep it simple and say Steve is Smash, and then the other one is made up by you.
You got all 3 correct. That's really, really good. You're back on the board. You got Zeke is that's the late great Jerry West. And then Steve from The Rich is a melee player from California. He got 769th at Genesis 10. And Vince from The Mints.
Hey, you don't got to call him out like that.
That's not
call
out. Just give it. I have all the placements here. All right, Charles. You guys are.
That's so crazy.
All right. You got 3. Munch Crunch, Snake Bite, Chompers.
Munch Crunch, Snake Bite. And Chompers. Okay, Munch Crunch is definitely a bait to make you think, to make me think that it's in your head. So it's definitely not.
Okay.
What was the last one? Snake Bite and then what?
Chompers.
Okay, Snake Bite is the sports nickname.
Okay.
Then we have Chompers is a tag. No. Chompers is from your head. Mm-hmm. And then Munch Crunch is the tag.
Chompers was the tag. 5th place in Rivals of Aether doubles. Snakebite is Peter Wright, of course, from England. He's a professional darts thrower. Peter Wright,
yeah.
And then Munch Crunch is from my brain.
Damn it.
Dude, you said that? I was like, he's got me. Then he second. That was great. All right. Gavin, your last one. Darth Maple, Lord Bagel, King of Oats.
One more time, please.
Darth Maple, Lord Bagel, King of Oats.
So here's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Maple's a character in Rivals. He's already took some stuff from Rivals.
Okay.
But Lord Bagel would definitely be like a Falcon or Ryu or like Little Mac player or somewhere. And then what was the other one?
You got Darth Maple, Lord Bagel, King of Oats.
One of these is a sports nickname?
Yes.
I'm going to say King of Oats is a sports nickname.
All right.
I'm going to say Darth Maple is Smash Tag, and I'm going to say the other one is from you.
King of Oats is from my brain. Darth Maple is John Part, of course, the Canadian pro darts thrower. And
another one?
Yeah. They have good nicknames. And then Lord Bagel's. It's funny because you said the Rivals thing. Lord Bagel is a Rivals player, 4th place in doubles at Genesis 10.
God damn.
So you said, oh, the Rivals thing. I was like, oh, how do you know? Shit. I was like,
a platform fighter player would definitely have that as their tag.
Lord Bagel. Yeah. You're on there. You're close. Yeah, all right, Charles. Last one. And this is probably my favorite one. C Rod, P Rod, and Z Rod.
Could I get the spelling for each one?
Yeah, so it's like Z hyphen rod, P hyphen rod, Z hyphen rod. So it's like, yeah.
This is just Z-rod, fucking P-rod, random.
Z rod.
Okay, so it's Z, P, and what?
C, like cat.
Oh, C as in cat. Mm-hmm. Well, C and P are probably the most common for the sport. I'm trying to identify the sport's name, and then I got to take the 50-50 from there. Z, who the fuck would be nicknamed Z rod?
That sounds kind of fire.
Yeah, P-Rod doesn't sound like a fire sports nickname. I think we can get rid of that one.
All right.
Good luck.
Dude, whose fucking sports nickname is P-Rod? That definitely sounds like a fucking degenerate gamer tag. Okay. C-Rod has a ring to it, too.
It does.
I think they all have rings to them, to be honest with you.
Well, some rings are worse than others. Let's just put it that way. P-Rod is horrible. okay, C-Rod, I'll lock in as the sports nickname.
Okay.
P-Rod as the StartGG gamer tag. And yep. Z-Rod is the thing from your head.
Z-Rod was from my brain. P-Rod is Paul Rodriguez, professional skateboarder from the sports nickname. And then there was the gamer tag from Genesis, C-Rod. That's Chris Rodriguez, a Melee player. He got 1,025th at Genesis X. There you go. And that's the game.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who got better. Chat, the comments. I think Charles won overall because Gavin had the Ofer at one point. I don't know. Did you mess up the Darth Maple one, too, I think?
I did. I'm pretty sure I got
two Ofer threes. Yeah. It felt like Charles did better, and I think we're going to, just like how Gavin rates if Smash characters get in the game, we're going to rate by feel here, and I think it feels like Charles won that round. So
it does
just
feel like that.
All right. In the comments, let us know how you did, how much points
you
got.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't lie, though. Don't lie.
Because on that podcast, I listen to it, it's so fun. That game is so fun to play along, so I hope you guys had fun. I want to keep coming up with little stupid games like this for us to do. Yeah, it's like there's so much data out there for us to like just rip stupid shit like this from, and I don't know, I feel like we can come up with fun stuff. So I hope you guys enjoyed.
That was great. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
hey, it was a great, again, oh yeah, dude, check them out, they're the best. They have like, I think they're coming up on their 1100th episode. I've seen them live like 4 times.
That
I
is
love them.
Insane.
Yeah, I went to their 1000th show, actually. It was really cool. But that aside, we're gonna get into some Patreon bonus content. Yeah, sign us off, Gavin.
Yeah, thank you so much for watching, as always. Sorry for getting a little passionate, and please be nice to me. And yeah, have a good one. We're going to get into the bonus content. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Bye.
Bye.